Look, we don't have much time before the T20 World Cup. I think this series, and then we playing New Zealand and then Asia Cup. So it's only three events before the before T20 World Cup. So we're taking it very seriously. Although every match is you take it seriously, but when you're playing for your country, but especially on this time, it's only 3-4 months before the World Cup. Even today, we had a meeting and we spoke about it. This is the start of preparation of T20 World Cup. So if we do well, if we win the series, we'll definitely go, I think, number one in T20. That's a plus. And definitely beating English side in T20 definitely gives you an edge, confidence as a team before going to the World Cup. I don't think so, because you see English team, they struggled in Test cricket, but when they came into one days, they were superb. I mean, so it's totally different ball game. I mean, when you're playing one days, it's totally different game plan, but when it comes to T20, it's totally different. Same as I said, English, you can see English team, they struggled in Test cricket, but they played superb cricket in one days because they had good combination. So we believe that we have very good, strong combination in T20. And we have match winners like Shahid Afridi, Shoaib Malik, Irfan, many guys. So I think it won't affect that one day performance won't affect our T20 performance. You could say that, I mean, but as I said, every format is different. So we were taking it as a T20 series, and we want to win it. But at the end, you could say that it's kind of a decided that English team won the test matches or one days, and we won test matches. So it's kind of a decider, but it won't put extra pressure on ourselves. Definitely, last two, three series I've done well, and my aim is to be back into the ODI squad. And to do that, I have to perform well in T20. So I'm really looking forward to play this series, prove my worth, and come back in ODI squad.